It was a warm summer's day, and I had been walking for some time, when I came to a field with a waist-high earth bank along the roadside and trees on either side. Open land stretched beyond the field as far as the eye could see. There were donkeys and horses grazing on the far side. The lush green grass looked cool and inviting. I had not seen anyone for miles, and there was no one in sight, so I decided to climb over the bank and lay on the grass to rest for a while. I lay down, and the warm sun began to relax me. It felt so nice that I took off my shirt, boots, and socks. After a while, I thought how nice it would be to be totally naked and immediately took off my shorts. I had not been wearing any underwear, so now with not a stitch on, I lay back and began to soak up the sun's rays, closing my eyes against the glare of the sun. Thoughts started running through my head about sexual encounters I had shared in the open, which there had been quite a few. It is really great to get it off in the open air. I started to wish it was not so isolated and that a guy would come along to satisfy the feelings stirring within me. It was at this point that I heard the sound of hooves. Lifting my head, I saw a donkey coming towards me. It began trotting and was getting even nearer. I sat up and wondered what to do. It was not quite close, and I could see that it had an enormous erection bouncing, about hitting its belly as it ran. I managed to get to my feet, but there was no time to dress. I tried to gather my clothes, but in my haste I kept dropping them, which allowed the donkey to get even closer. I ran towards the bank and tried to climb it, but lost my footing and sprawled headlong on top of it, my legs dangling on the field side. I was winded, and before I could make another attempt, the donkey had reached me. It reared up its front legs, came down over my shoulders and either side of my head, its belly resting on my back. Its huge cock was jerking up and down, hitting my balls and butt cheeks. It was now slimy with his pre-cum, I guess, and he was thrusting forward, trying to find an opening, but he kept missing his target. Then suddenly he found it. The flared end of his cock found my crack, forcing it apart. Another thrust and it entered my hole. I screamed in agony, but there was no one to hear me. Again he thrust forward, forcing about 6 inches inside of me. He pulled back, but not out completely, and then with an almighty thrust, it must have gone at about 12 of the 18 inches that I estimated he had. How much more was he going to be able to get in, I thought. But I did not think it was possible for me to accommodate any more. He then began a steady thrusting in and out, by which time I had gotten used to the size of it and was starting to enjoy it, when his huge member exploded with copious amounts of cum filling my intestines. As he pulled his now flaccid cock out of me, his cum gushed out like a tap, drenching my balls and running down my legs. He dismounted and moved away, allowing me to collapse to the ground exhausted. I lay there, unable to move for a while, trying to recover. I felt him nudge my side. It was at this point I awoke. Looking up there was indeed a donkey nuzzling me. My cock and balls were soaked with my own cum. It had all been a dream, but I was disappointed that it had only been a dream. I got up, dressed, and left, but the dream had stayed with me. One day I would really like to get fucked by a donkey.